And it's time right now for the Israel Report. We're joined by Ben Dror Yamini. Ben, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for your time. Good afternoon to you. Tell us, why would a deal with Iran be a spectacular mistake for Donald Trump and Israel?
First of all, thank you for having me. Second, about Iran. We have a problem. When I'm saying we, it's not only Israel. I mean, they always put all the burden on Israel. But it's not the story of Israel, it's the story of the free world. It's the story of the United States. Iran is the main cause to terror. Iran is funding, Hamas, Hezbollah, the Shiites, militias in Iraq. So Iran actually is the enemy of most of the Muslim world. Now, when so many people speaking about the West, so many people demonstrate against Israel, demonstrate against Trump, they don't let him finish the job, the problem is getting bigger. So unfortunately, what Israel faced vis-a-vis Hamas, Trump is now actually facing vis-a-vis Iran. And the outcome is that, yes, we are limited. And even Trump, the strong president of the United States, is actually limited. And he's trying to do whatever he can. He's enthusiastic to get any kind of agreement with Iran, which is playing with him with more and more preconditions.
Why do you think it is that the rest of the free world doesn't actually see what a minority are actually seeing in terms of what a world would look like if Iran, first of all, clearly were to have a nuclear weapon, and secondly, if they were able to continue with their terror activities, which they have been doing for 47 years and longer?
Okay, let me tell you something. We are speaking about a brainwashing machine through the two main bodies of information, namely academia and media, against Israel, with this kind of Israel is a post-colonial state and weak is right, strong is wrong. All this brainwashing machine, actually, we saw it from October 7th. Instead of to demonstrate against those killers, those people who raped women, who beheaded the Israeli citizens, the demonstrations actually were mainly against Israel. It's not something which happened in one day. It happened, whoever is following what happened in the West in the last 20 years knows that that this phenomena is funded, I don't know by who, by China, by Russia, by, of course, Qatar. Why Qatar needs to give so many billions to universities in the United States? Why China, which is also funding American universities? In China, the income is something like 20% from the GDP per capita in the United States. How come that they fund American universities? But we see that the outcome is here, and the outcome is that so many professors, scholars are totally brainwashed, and they brainwash the students. And this is the outcome, but it's not something that began in October 7th. It's something which is happening for so many years, unfortunately. Not only against Israel. First of all, they are against America, they are against the West, and they are against Israel. Let's not forget it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I asked a guest earlier on, and I'd like to hear your answer to the question. Where is the Israeli stroke Jewish propaganda machine like the Iranian and other propagandas against the Jews in Israel?
People are speaking so many times about the Jewish power and the Jews control Hollywood and Jews control government and Jews control the media. You know what? Sometimes I'm saying, I wish those anti-Semites were right. But the story is that Jews do not control anything. They just don't. And many of them, I don't know how many, but let me say something between 20 to 30% themselves are a part of this kind of progressive anti-American, anti-Western, anti-Israeli campaign. The outcome is no, they do not exist. Yes, here and there you have this kind of organizations like ADL, some others, but generally speaking, there is not any Jewish power. I wish there was, but there is not any Jewish power.
Let's move a little bit closer to home. The IDF struck Beirut today. Sirens were blazing in the north after peace talks in Washington, D.C. It doesn't seem to be abating the attacks from Hezbollah, even while peace talks are going on, even though the main protagonist in Hezbollah are actually not even sitting in these peace talks.
It's very interesting what's happening vis-à-vis Lebanon, because right now, even according to polls, you can find out that most people in Lebanon support peace in Israel. They are fed up with the Hezbollah. They are against the Hezbollah. Hezbollah, just like any other chapter of radical Islam, just like any other chapter of jihad, is actually destroying Lebanon, just like what they did in Yemen, just like what they did in many other places. When you have jihad, Shiites or Sunni, you have destruction and bloodshed. In Lebanon, they understand it. The progressives in the West many times refuse to understand it, but they wish for peace. But if you have this kind of a militia with a power which is stronger than the Lebanese army, it's not easy and it's not simple to do it, to promote peace. It's not easy. Yes, there are negotiations, and which is good for itself, in order to prove to everyone who is willing to know that the problem of Israel is not with Lebanon. The problem is with the Hezbollah, and the Hezbollah is a problem to Lebanon. I wish things will change, and if, just if, there will be a real blockade against the Hezbollah, which means no more weapons and so on, maybe there will be a change. But if there will be a deal with Iran, and Iran in the first stage will receive, as it was published, $12 billion. The meaning is that hundreds of millions will get to the Hezbollah, and it will be a tragedy. That's why I'm totally against an agreement which will
But the same.
actually make the Iranian regime much stronger, and will and then they will fund, of course, the Hezbollah. So this is where we are.
Could the same be said in Gaza, where the people of Gaza are being dictated to and want peace, and Hamas is the problem, just like you mentioned, the Lebanese people and Hezbollah are the problem?
I'll tell you what the difference. The difference is that in Lebanon we have reliable polls. We don't have any reliable poll survey in the Gaza Strip, which is totally right now under the Hamas rule. So we don't really know. Yes, we hear voices here and there. People are saying we had enough with the Hamas, just like in Lebanon. Hamas destroyed the Gaza Strip. I mean, just as I said, wherever you have this kind of jihad, you have destruction and bloodshed. So I guess many people understand it, but we don't have any reliable poll in order to know it.
Again, today, the Iranians sent drones. International airport in Kuwait, flights were diverted, people were injured, damage to the airport. It just seems as though they're escalating the rockets and the ballistic missiles again.
Yes, it looks like if they do everything in order to show that they are still powerful and they can do whatever they want and they don't care about the Americans, they know, and this is the main point. They know that the hands of Trump are tied. He cannot do anything because we have the Mondial in 10 days, and he's not going to initiate any war in this time. So they are using the support that they received from the public opinion that do not want any war to be continued, and they do whatever they want, and we see it. I mean, they are supposed to be quite weak after all this what happened in the almost 40 days of war, but as we see, they don't feel like if they are defeated, they feel like if they can continue doing whatever they want.
It depends, of course, on what news agency or what news you're watching coming out of America, but one will tell you that the Americans are very much against Trump and the war. But I guess the patriotic Americans, and of which there are very, very many, might start turning to favoring Donald Trump and a renewed attack on Iran if the Iranians continue bombing US bases.
So, I don't know, but according to the polls, at least according to the polls, something like more than 60% do not support any kind of any continuation of the war. But it might change if maybe after the Mondial, not before the Mondial, because the Mondial for the United States, for Trump, it's not time to continue with the war. But maybe it will change when Iran, when it will be much more clear that actually Iran is doing whatever they want and they are actually becoming the main obstacle to any kind of change in the Middle East. And if it will be clear, which is not clear yet, that actually Iran is the head of the axis of evil. It's not clear yet, unfortunately. And you have so many scholars in the United States speaking, some in one way or another, in favor of Iran. I hope it will change, but it will not happen so quickly.
Let's move closer to home now. There's a new Mossad chief, and tell us a bit about him, where he comes from, what his history is.
I cannot tell you because I don't really know. I mean, he was in the army, brigadier general, but I cannot tell you if it's good or not good. I hope it is. The Mossad will continue with what the Mossad knows and what the Mossad is known for, but I cannot tell you something about him which is not published. I just, like anybody else, I just hope that he is the right man in the right place, in the right time.
But he has started off by honoring the medics who were involved in October 7th.
Excuse me, I didn't understand.
I say he has honored some of the medics in who saved him in October the 7th. He was involved there.
No, he was involved because he actually left everything and went to fight,
Yes.
which means that he is a brave soldier, that's for sure. He is a brave soldier. But besides that, I cannot tell you anything. I mean, the
Lovely.
Supreme Court, no, he is a brave guy, that's for sure. It's which is good, but I mean, you don't take people, you don't choose them only because they are brave, but it's good that he's brave.
The Secrets of Mossad. Ben Dror, thank you so much for the Israel report this afternoon.